The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Absolutely driven by Sanderson Ford. Let's talk a little bit about where do you like to drive in Arizona. Y'all text us now. Tell us what some of your favorite destinations are and or some of your favorite regular activities that go on, like today.
Well, you would text to 411-923.
411-923. Just text us, what are your favorite Arizona destinations? And, you know, I will tell you that I have secret destinations that are some of my favorites that I don't share with anyone. So you don't have to share us your secret favorite destinations. What's your favorite public information destinations? Like today, it's the Crawfish Festival.
You know, Heber-Overgaard.
I can't remember the first year we ever did that, but it had to be 15 years ago, huh?
Yeah, 2002, 2003,
something like that.
I remember. You guys just said, come up and have crawfish with us, and hundreds of people showed up for lunch, and all you had was like two crawfish of people.
Yeah, some people came and wanted a meal. We thought, well, let's just show you how, we'll show you how
it was a conservation effort.
Yeah, right. And that has blown up over the years to be quite a big event. So it's at what was used to be the Bison Ranch.
It's still Bison Ranch. It's Worldmark Bison Ranch.
Worldmark Bison Ranch.
With no bison at it.
With no bison, but crawfish.
Because people wouldn't leave
bison,
them alone.
They should call it the Crawfish Ranch.
Ah, there you go.
So Romy and I don't have anything to do with the Crawfish Festival anymore. We've passed that off to our niece, who was raised in Tokyo, who married a man who grew up in Baton Rouge. Now, do you see how all that comes together? It's a perfect confluence. And she's now a nurse at the hospital in Sholo, and he's a plumber in Sholo, and now they're doing the Crawfish Festival. It's just a happy ending all the way around.
And Boudreaux's out there.
And Boudreaux's out there, so how could you
can't have
that?
A crawfish festival without Boudreaux there.
So we can't hardly go anywhere in public throughout the state of Arizona where people aren't asking us, when's the next crawfish festival? When's the next crawfish festival? So it is this. It's today. It's today at
Which
Bison Ranch.
Which is different than in your home maintenance camp. Because it was always the first Saturday in August, and there were just things going on the rim this year that forced the change. So don't pay attention to that. It's this weekend. Matt Kimmerly from Sanderson Ford was up there with his sons trapping out of Willow Springs Lake.
Okay.
They've got a mess, and then they've got what they fly in live from Louisiana.
They posted that on Facebook, too. The crawfish came in on Southwest Airlines.
All right. Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. And did Matt bring his Tom car up there for everybody to play with like he's done in the past years? No. That was always so much fun. Oh, man, I was glad you were there to do the cooking so I could go racing around in the Tom car. I always appreciated that about you, bud. Thank you for doing all the work.
And those crawfish were good, too. And I had to laugh, though, because they do have beer on site, and they got domestic and import. And I said, why is a beet of beer an import?
Because it had to come across the Sabine River.
Well, yeah, of course.
There are other things going on in the state today. On your way up to the Crawfish Festival, you could stop at Payson and do the Payson Book Festival.
We missed that this year, didn't we?
Yeah.
We have to reach out and see if we can find some new authors out there. It's all Arizona authors.
It's an awesome, awesome activity for sure. What else have you got in the calendar?
Coming up on the 28th, the Empire Ranch.
That Cowboy Day celebration.
The Cowboy.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Empire Ranch, one of the biggest historic ranches in southeast Arizona, located down there just above Sonoyta.
National Day of the Cowboy. That should be a lot of fun. 9:00 next Saturday. And then we'll be talking next segment to Dr. Sky about a really cool event he's got going on in Sedona, kind of an upscale night watching.
Yes, and he'll be on in just a few minutes to tell us all about that. How about the square, courthouse square lighting in Prescott? Now, if that's not one of your favorite events, if y'all haven't made that, that's one we make every year. That's an absolute fabulous family event.
I was thinking this morning we ought to make a little segment on things you need to be thinking about now for the next season. One would be to get a permit to go cut your own Christmas tree, because those run out in August. You have to, and who hosts that? Who do you go to?
National Forest.
I know, but where do you get your pass?
Yeah, each of the National Forest headquarters has their own.
Okay. And then if you wanted to do the Polar Express and you had specific dates, it'd be a good time to sign up for that.
Yeah.
Just kind of be thinking ahead because things fill up fast.
Yeah. But that courthouse lighting absolutely is one of my favorites, as well as the other things that go on in Prescott. The Western Art Weekend, mm-hmm. the Phippen Art Festival, I think is absolutely one of the best events of all time. Now, we've done that lighthouse lighting where we're all in coats standing in a foot of snow, and we've done that lighting in shorts and T-shirts.
Well, it's a good time to go ahead and get your rooms, too. We love Spring Hill Suites. We always get ours. We're all reserved up for this year.
All right. So those are just a few of our favorite events. We'd love to hear what yours are so we could stay in tune with things around Arizona that maybe we don't know about. Favorite destination, and we're going to talk dark sky with Dr. Sky here in a few minutes. Who wouldn't love to be? I mean, where's the best place in the world to watch shooting stars and the moon, but on a houseboat at Lake Powell?
Mm.
That is absolutely unbeatable. More when we get back at Rosie on the House. We're bringing in Dr. Sky to talk about the dark sky, what artificial light is doing to mankind, and some great sky viewing opportunities with him.